We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Criticast. The name is Larry, and it's, yes, yet another pleasure being with you for yet another episode, as I said, and it's on this Workers' Day, which is almost kind of weird, because, like, what do you do? Do you like, not go anywhere because it's Workers' Day, or... Like, if you're a vendor guy, right, do you just, like, chill? What do you do? Do you, like, or is it just, like, today business is slow, so I'm not going to go anyway, but I need that money so I can get katsawana or something like that? I don't know. It's awkward. It's kind of awkward situation. In the second half, I'm going to talk about World Press Freedom Day coming up this Wednesday. I'm going to talk a bit about that. And then in the final segment, I'm going to talk about how to set boundaries in your relationship. But first of all, the Harare International Festival of the Arts is back for yet another edition. After missing last year's one, they're back this year. The six-day festival runs from the 2nd to the 7th of May. And, well, some people say, okay, the artists that are on the bill, not the usual, you know, major artists and so forth. But I think it's a good holiday. It's a good vibe anyway. I think Haifa is absolutely necessary. I remember talking at a press conference to the artistic director and festival founder, Mano Bogora, and he says the reason they went back to the six-day format instead of the little festivals that they did last year was because people missed it, and it made sense for it to be happening, you know, at the heart of town and so forth. So people really missed it. Despite the fact that they were broke, they missed it. So it's back on. Check it out. There's Winky D and Oliver Mtukudzi and friends have got a show going on. Amahube is happening. A whole bunch of stuff is happening. Check out the program. Just go to the Haifa website or go to 3mob.com and look for the Haifa 2017 program. What else is happening? Comrade Chinks, yeah, he's getting his house that was promised to him by the Zimbabwe Music Awards. It's going to be at a handover ceremony that's going to take place in Harare. And the cynics are out and say, you know, is it because he's sick that people are just coming out now? He's been unwell. He was in hospital and was actually subject to a death hoax and stuff. So are they coming out because some people say it's disingenuous? I think if he's going to get his house, let's let it slide. It's going to come on. You know, it's for his family. I mean, I think we work so that you can leave something for your family and kids and stuff like that and so forth. Congratulations to Prayer Soul, who's just launched his new album. While I was away. So congratulations to him. Sad story is Stir Kinnockor, Westgate is closing down. Westgate is like a ghost town, really. There's not much that happens there. Of course, they've got the ice rink. But, I mean, if you go there for the ice rink and there was the movie center, that was pretty much it. There's nothing else that happens at Westgate. So it was always going to be a hard sell to sustain a movie center there because it relies on such a huge amount of traffic. So, yeah. Second from last story, what am I looking at? Yeah, in India, a state in India is going to soon start arresting WhatsApp admin group, WhatsApp group admins, rather, if there's false messages or whatever kind of messages being spread in their groups. And if they don't tell the police this is what happened, and report the person to the police and so forth, they will be deemed liable for the content that is spread within their groups. Yeah, talk about creating a nanny state. And for this week, our audio of the week comes from one man. He's called Lamech. Oh, just listen to him.
You come to the right guy.
Did you check it?
ndakachengeta mwana wangu nemuzukuru wangu kusvika nhasi ndorwadziwa zvisingaiti saka da kutaurira hama dzekwatumba kuti ndikupai 48 hours pa 2 years ndachengeta mwana nemapepa ndaitaka watch out muchateerana makateedzana gare pasi muwirirane ndikupai 48 hours mukasawirirana neni hondo yacho haisikupera nemi nyemwa nemunyaya yakaitwa namai ava vakandirwadza tsika pekupedzesera baba munhu vaiziva takapara mhosva vanomhoresa asi amai ava handivaregerera dai kudenga kune tv ndoda kuona kuti vari kugara sendavateera siko tonopedzerana vozva kurumidza kutorwa namwari sandapedza shungu dzangu ndarwadziwa mudhara ndakarwadziwa nezvakaitika mwana wangu rarayirwa weti weti ukatsungurucha weti mujagi so makuserusoti kupe mwana wangu ukupai maawas kumba kwacho munogona kuridya nemajecha ndikutokutaurirai pese pavakaita nyaya dzavo vanhu vese vamarani vakashamisika kuti maiwe mwana wamakwiramiti handa kuita action vanhu vakutoshamisika baba vanotaura but nhasi pedzerana pedzerana kana pane vaenda vauya vasina kudya youare not eat anything unomwaya madhoti semadiriro akaitwa mwana wangu mumomboiti angada nezvangu ngabuda pachipedzerana.
So this video that was doing the rounds, for those who couldn't understand the genre, is essentially at a funeral, and it's a departure from what has become tradition that you never say anything ill of the dead and so forth. But this man goes in, he says, you know what, this woman has died, wasn't great at all, she abused my daughter after my daughter got pregnant by her son and so forth, and I don't care about it. And says I'm giving her family 48 hours to make peace or else. Yeah, it's not going to end well. It's gone viral. He's become like a superhero action Jackson type of person. I don't know. But yeah, that's the audio of the week. So this Wednesday 3 May is World Press Freedom Day. World Press Freedom Day is commemorated every single year, and this year's theme is Critical Minds for Critical Times, Media's Role in Advancing a Peaceful, Just and Inclusive Societies. And you know, every year the 3 May is a date which celebrates the fundamental principles of press freedom, to evaluate press freedom across the world, to defend the media from attacks on their independence, and to pay tribute to journalists who have lost their lives in the exercise of their profession. Now, over the last year, across the world, 8 journalists were killed. None of them in Zimbabwe, thankfully. And essentially, Zimbabwe dropped to 128 on the rankings out of 180 countries, rather, in the latest Reporters Without Boundaries Index. And if you look at it, there was just interesting note. Norway is ranked number one. And also, if you look at it, I think Namibia is ranked number 20. The United States is ranked number 40 and so forth. And, you know, we sometimes sit around these things and say, okay, there's issues of press freedom and so forth. I don't think we're perfect, not by a long shot. And there are certain things, I think, and as far as the Constitution is concerned, where certain laws need to be aligned so that there is less harassment of journalists. By either the state or by private companies, because you know sometimes everybody thinks it's just the state that infringes on the right to free expression of the media, but you have companies that will go and they will go and put pressure on certain organizations not to cover certain stories or not to write certain stories and threaten them with no advertising and so forth. That infringes on press freedom. And I've also seen some of it coming from opposition parties coming in and infringing on the press freedom of people and that sort of thing. And so there are loads of issues around press freedom in our country that need to be sorted out. But at this point, I think one of the things that has become key is I was reading something on that was written about Neil Postman, who wrote an art essentially saying that we're having way too much fun, in which I think the media is now gotten itself into space where it's chasing eyeballs as opposed to informing. And more often than not, we've become less critical because we get involved. What you call it, we get fed with so much information that has got nothing to do with the critical information that we need from day to day. So it is also, it's become so easy to be disconnected from the news, even from your local news, because, you know, some people even say they don't watch ZPC news and that sort of thing, which is in an unhealthy space to be in, because whether you agree with the news or not, it's the news. And I think something that Trevor Noah once said was that the news is patently boring. Once it becomes entertainment, which is funny because he runs an entertainment news platform, it becomes a distraction. And some people said, okay, no, the reason why it's packaged as jokes is because the attention span of human beings. But it has stopped critical thinking. We stop asking the hard questions because we lighten the mood of the news by simply making a joke out of it. And so that has resulted in a less engaged audience. That has resulted in less critical people. We get fed whatever is fed, and that's it. And that's the reality of the situation. And with social media and so forth, it's become worse, and the propagation of news has become even crazier and that sort of thing. I'm glad we're not at the 2003 days when, you know, we had bombing of newspapers and so forth. But, I mean, there's still challenges. You still have situations where a journalist is still taken to court and generally not convicted, which is strange enough. So it's a form of harassment that happens. But, we are in difficult time for the media space. And for the media space, I think it's a time to really look at ourselves and say, you know what? Maybe there's something that we're doing among ourselves that is getting people to trust us less. That's one thing. So then, therefore, they're not becoming critical. They're not becoming critical about the issues, but becoming critical about who's providing the issues, because we're creating these echo chambers that I represent a certain type of view. And we, you know, proudly walk out and say, I represent right wing, I represent left wing, I'm a center right, center left, and so forth. And we identify ourselves by an audience we're trying to reach, instead of saying we're identifying ourselves simply by the truth. And because at the end of the day, if we don't create critical analysis of the news, if we don't have news that allows people to make better decisions in their lives, then the press freedom that we have is a fallacy. We're just storytellers. It's Larry. You listen to the Critcast.
Game over. Oh, no. That's game over. Oh, no. That's game over.
I don't know what that was. In the final segment, relationships as usual, and I said we're talking about healthy relationships that should have boundaries, really, and this is how you set yours. First of all, we must first talk about boundaries that never work. Okay, so you know there's certain boundaries that alienate yourself from your partner. You can't have a double standard or try to manipulate an outcome and so forth. So, you know, for example, you can't say to someone, if you aren't home by 7 p.m. every night, I will not have sex with you. If you do not do X, I will hurt myself. If not allowed to do X, if you're not allowed to do X, but I can do it when I please. Those are not healthy boundaries, okay? Because, for example, like I said, somebody will say, I can go out on a Friday night, but you're a woman, you can't go out on a Friday night. So it becomes unhealthy. But there are ways to set healthy boundaries, and I'm going to go through a few of them. One of the first ways is to be very self-aware. The first step is setting any boundary is self-knowledge. So you should need to know what you like and what you don't like specifically, what you're comfortable with versus what scares you, and how you want to be treated in given situations. Once you know that, then you can be clear about your needs when you're talking to your partner. After you know what your needs are, you tell your partner what these boundaries are. You know, you might need to negotiate some of them, but, you know, try to create a safe environment. It's okay to have preferences, and it's okay to let your lover know. For instance, if you want to be treated as an equal with financial issues, tell your partners that, for example. So make that known if there's something that makes you comfortable, because it will just be something that niggles you going forward and will make for an unhealthy relationship. And also be specific and direct, okay? For example, you know, women want to talk about their day, not exclusively, but generally that's what's been the stereotype that's been created. Say, I want to hear about your day, but I'm available to give you my full attention for 10 minutes. Then that person knows, so that you don't look like you're dropping off and looking bored after 10 minutes and pretending to listen when you really aren't listening. You know, if you're unhappy with a certain habit, you know, I love you, but you know, I'm not willing to call in sick for you when you've been drinking, for example. So, you know, you say these are certain standards you have in your life. So you need to be very specific. Be clear about your love while being clear about your boundaries. You know, for example, this example, I need to know that I love you and I have every intention of us working through whatever issues are coming up. But I'm not okay with you being verbally abusive when you get angry. If you want to talk about how it upset you that I ran into my old girlfriend, we can do that, but only if you don't attack me. So that sets the clear boundaries for the discussion going forward. Also, use I statements. So often we tend to try to use the we statement too much. Say, you know, you need to say, you know, I feel, I would appreciate, I would like it if, so that they understand that this is your personal feeling. Individualization in a relationship is not a bad thing. Some people think the moment you speak individually, you're being selfish, but you're saying this is what would make me comfortable for us to have a healthy relationship. And finally, if you noticed, we've been using this sandwich approach. The sandwich approach is compliment, criticism, compliment. You're starting off with a compliment that helps your partner from getting defensive. Then you put in the little criticism, and then you close it off with a compliment. An example, I love having sex with you. It's an incredible part of our relationship. I find that I'm usually in the mood in the morning before work, and at night I just want to sleep. Can we keep having the best sex ever in the mornings? Notice that? Love having sex and finish off with the best sex ever. So those are a couple of things, you know, you can use to set boundaries within your relationship. And the boundaries make for a greater capacity to contribute towards a relationship. I think what is critical also, I think, is I think people underestimate individuality in a relationship, because we like this person for the individual they were, and we tear down the individual capacity to be the best they can. The distance within the relationship is created, and that sort of thing becomes unhealthy, yada, yada, yada. And that's that. Get in touch with me for these and any other issues. info@larryquirirae.com is the email address. Also, get in touch with me on Twitter @Quirirae, or just any social. Go to, just look for Larry Quirirae. Quirirae is got a Y-I at the end. Also, catch me, don't miss an episode of the Quiddicast. The three places you can get it on Iono.fm, crazy awesome people out in Cape Town there, Iono.fm, Iono.fm. And look for Quiddicast, and you'll be able to get the RSS feed loaded on whatever device that you use, your phone or whatever. Go to iTunes, look for Quiddicast on iTunes. And subscribe, and also go to One Radio News, as an app that is also running the Quirirae on it. And catch me on ZFM Stereo on Tuesday on Health Matters between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Also on media platform between 7:30 and 8:30 on Wednesdays. And yeah, catch me on those shows every weekday or every week on ZFM Stereo. Yeah, check online for how you can listen to it if you're not near it. And that's that. And other than that, I leave you with an aphorism from Marshall McLuhan. Affluence creates poverty. It's been Larry. It's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?